Hello, hello. Welcome to another week with This Black Girl Podcast. I am your host, Lola, aka Ola.Miss.Lola. You would think doing over 70 of these episodes, the beginning would be easier for me, but apparently it's not. So sorry, guys. Deal with my awkwardness. You know you love it. Anyways, I'm here with the mister.
Hello.
And we're going to jump into it because if you noticed, this episode is late. I apologize and I acknowledge that it's late. And I've been trying so hard to be consistent. This is still coming out Wednesday, by the way, just so you know. But I'm disappointed that it's late. However, there's a good reason.
Yeah.
Bro, work-life balance. Honestly, I thought I had it down. We thought we had it down. There's still so much to learn.
I never thought I had it down.
I feel like we had a really decent routine. I feel like we did. I really did.
A little bit of insight into at least my personal life. I don't know. I guess I'll just vaguely say that I work in film.
You work in the entertainment industry.
And so it tends to be that either like you're working on a gig, in which case you have no free time and all of your time is devoted to make sure that whatever you're filming actually gets filmed, or you take a break, you're between work and you're literally doing nothing. And yeah. So when you're like, oh, we really hit our side, it's fine. It's like, yeah, but I was there to support you and tell you prior to support.
I guess. Yeah. So just, okay, to have an understanding of where our mindset is, like he said, he works in the entertainment industry, specifically in film. I work in the tech industry, specifically in finance. And between both positions, my position, thankfully, has a lot more flexibility than his. He works longer hours, but they're in shorter spans of days. Like where I work, you know, for the most part, 4 to 5 days a week, all year round, he does not have year round work.
Yeah, it's like teacher's hours, right?
Yeah, off,
but usually it's the winters.
Seasonal. That's the wording I was trying to think. Sorry, guys. So his is mostly seasonal. Overall, between balancing just our jobs, and then I also study part-time, and then also I have a business,
and then also
accidentally falling into an old side business that I thought I gave up because of COVID, and then what else? Oh, and then also God. Raising a child. There's a few things. Oh, and then also hosting a podcast every week.
I just want to say, like, I love my missus here, but she has a little bit of a bad habit of like, can you do me a favor? And then also this favor, and then also this favor. But I feel like she does that to herself too.
You know why? Because you're always like, ask for help, babe. Ask for help. So then I do, and now we're fucked. So okay, it's a rock and a hard place. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
But the struggle is work-life balance. I've been trying to grow out of just constantly being busy. Like I used to be a kind of person where I thought I had nothing going on if I wasn't busy. If I wasn't going out with friends, going out doing certain things, working on my business, social media marketing, consulting with businesses, like if the amount of different side hustles I had to keep myself busy, I did not know what rest was until COVID said, sit down. And then I had to be like, I'm sat. COVID had me, I'm sat.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm the same way. I tend to go through like, you know, as I'm going through now, I tend to go through cycles of like really intense work and then wanting to do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's funny because we share an office working together. We both thankfully work from home despite the difference of hours and stuff. We share an office. Your workflow, how you work versus how I work is so different. So different.
Explain for our good audience.
like to work in small, concentrated bursts. Like, you'll be like, okay, I'm going to do this and, like, have, like, a little focus from, like, maybe an hour to, like, 2 hours. Then you have to take a break. Like, either you have to, like, you know, go check your phone, go for a little walk. Maybe I don't want to call it a nap, but you'll just lay there and kind of, like, meditate to yourself. Like, you need to remove yourself, like, flush your brain and leave the premises. Whereas I'm that kind of person, like, I will work until roots are growing out of my feet. And you're like, bro, get up.
Okay, yeah, yeah. This is how I know you love me, because washing your brain or, like, filtering your brain out is entirely accurate. For me, it's like, when I focus and I start working, it's like the engine starts to speed up.
Yeah.
But then if I don't clear it out, I'll still be thinking about and bringing up things that I was working on previously.
Uh-huh.
You know, especially because, like, I do art for work. I like to paint and do art. And art's one of those things that if you keep on doing it, you'll never finish. One of my favorite funny phrases is, like, it takes two people to make a masterpiece. One person to paint and one person to make them stop.
Fair enough.
And that's how I am, is, like, when I get started on something, I'll just keep spinning on it until I make myself sit down and stop spinning on it.
Right.
And that's why I need to walk away, take a break, think about other things, clear the cash out, and then put something new in there.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, I'm so not that it's because I juggle so many things. It's like, okay, I need a break from this. Okay, well, let me do some graphic design work for this certain thing. Oh, I need a break off of that. Let me do some more R&D for my business. Oh, I need a break off of that. Oh, let me check my, I don't know, some sort of miscellaneous record. And then if I need a break from all of that, I go on social media for a little bit. Like,
I switch
apps. Like, I'm that friggin' tab browser with, like, 80 million tabs, and I just switch between tabs.
See, I wish that we could get some scientists to pay us to do, like, a study.
Oh, God.
Because I was going to say, it's funny how, like, because you're working longer hours and I tend to take bursts.
Yeah.
I feel like people might think that, like, I'm the multitasker, and that's absolutely not correct. I have a brain that can think really fast and really good about one thing at a time, maybe two.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you get me to switch between two, like, tasks too many times, it just gets, like, all clogged up. And that's why, like I said, like, I need to walk away. You know, like, I'll do something, finish it, and then I need to stop.
Well, it's funny.
And I wonder who's actually faster and more efficient.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know, because I don't think it's me. But I was going to say, you have influenced me, though, because sometimes I'll just feel like my brain is not working. Like, it's run out of gas. It's on E. It's not starting up. It's not doing the things. So I do get up. I'll get up. I'll walk. I'll go get, like, I don't know, get a drink, get some water, use the bathroom, you know, get a snack or something, just to kind of, like, step away from it all. Because as much as people are like, blue light isn't that bad for you, blah, 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 just staring at a bright screen for hours on end is not good for you.
Yeah, it's very tiring. It's actually, like, really exhausting.
Yeah, so it's just like, even just being in a completely different space physically can help, like, transfer your mind emotionally and mentally, which I'm slowly starting to appreciate. However, I still get triggered where I'm like, am I productive enough by taking this break? I feel like I'm such a scammer when I take like little 5-10 minute breaks, mental breaks.
Honestly,
I know I'm not, but
it's funny because the reason I, like, developed the habit of kind of, like, doing that is because when I was in school, especially the last few semesters, were extremely demanding. I didn't know anybody who wasn't sitting around doing art, like, 30 hours, like, well, I was going to say 30 hours a day, but it's not 30 hours a day, but, like, you know, 8-10 hours a day, no problem. Everybody's sitting there trying to get their stuff done.
Right.
And so it came to the point where it's like, if I didn't recognize when my brain wasn't functioning right and I was just spinning my wheels and not actually doing any good productive work, mm-hmm. I would end up just spending there all day and not doing anything.
Oh, yeah. When you get, like, brain locked. and you're just literally just sitting there switching between tabs doing nothing.
Yeah, or you're fiddling with something that is literally of no consequence.
Oh my god.
You know, like you're moving two pieces of text back and forth and you're like, whatever.
Yeah, definitely. I've caught myself in brain lock, and that's where I'm like, pull myself away from the desktop and or the computer and just leave, because I can't. I literally cannot. But I don't know. I feel like it's super important to have, especially now that like remote work is becoming so much more popular and working from home is becoming popular and profitable for people. So they, you know, a lot of people stay home. I love it.
I love it too.
I love it because, at least for myself, the flexibility that I'm afforded to be able to say, like, you know, let's say I have a doctor's appointment that I would normally have to take a half day from my job to go see my doctor or go handle that appointment and either possibly miss out on hours because the corporation is trash and they won't pay you, or you use up sick days that could be valuable for when you're actually sick and you can't work. Like, I love the fact that I can say, like, to my boss, hey, I have an appointment between, I don't know, 11 to 12. So I'm just going to be unavailable for that hour. And it's like, all right, cool. Because I know I can make it up, you know, literally 20 minutes every day on, you know, from some other point.
Yeah. And it's really funny how people will make up stories kind of.
Yeah.
And kind of everybody will kind of join in to kind of get what they want. You know what I mean? Like, the truth is, when you work at an office, there's tons of dead time. You know, like, you might feel bad taking breaks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll, like, take a break and maybe go and, like, do the dishes in the house or something.
Okay.
But the truth, and, you know, you might feel bad about it. But the truth is, like, when I was at the office and if I went to get snacks or get a plate, I would spend a little bit of time doing the dishes, too. Just to make sure the office is, you know what I mean? Like, I have to go clean whatever.
Oh yeah, you'll see like the counter looks grimy, so you're like, let me just wipe this down.
Well, and it's also like they have plates and cutlery and stuff, because so, you know, like I'll use some of that and then I'll have to go back and clean it, or right. Like I'll be working and I'll notice my desk is a mess and I have to like straighten it out.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that work from home I don't think it's for everybody, because the truth is, like, I understand that it can be very isolating. There's a lot of people, especially when you're older, speaking of work-life balance, it's mm-hmm. like, it's not that they have too much work, it's that they don't have too much, it's that they don't have enough life.
They have no life. They have no life, gang.
So it's like, you end up socializing mostly at work, and if not, you're kind of just like hanging out alone. And
right.
Like, that's not good for people.
Accurate. Definitely. Especially like, if your job is very kind of like isolating. Like, I work in a department. So there are a number of people I interact with on a daily basis, but I have the added benefit of seeing you every day.
Yeah.
So it's like weird. It's like a department within a department. Like, I have a department of people I work with, but then we have our own little pseudo department, like working here.
Well, studio. Yeah, we hang out above each other. Yeah.
Yeah. But I like it. We take breaks together.
Yeah, we do.
You know, like, you get to still kind of have those cute things, but a lot of people don't. If you work from home and you live either alone or people aren't home with you, you don't have that camaraderie.
Yeah.
And I think it's super important that, like, you still do stuff outside of your house or interact with, like, friends, family, communities, like, groups or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, even with the kiddo, they were like, virtual learning fucked this child up. I don't care what nobody says.
Bro.
It was trash because, like, it was not their forte. They were okay, but the adapting was really rough. It was hard to keep them engaged.
She tried her best, but yeah, it's like,
you know, so
imagine you're in like a very boring meeting for like hours.
Oh yeah.
But then also you're 6 years old.
Yeah, you're a child. But no, think about it. This has been a couple of years. So since like 5, yeah. Trying to stare at a screen, and like the minute they had in-person learning, I just like footballed her there because she needed it.
Yeah, she did need it, although it felt like so sketchy at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know, like it's very sad because I feel like not just here in our beautiful home of Canada, but pretty much everywhere around the world, I feel like people drop the ball.
Like on the kids
on a lot of stuff when it came down to the pandemic. Like yeah. We're in our third year or whatever, and people have either totally given up or are still trying to do stuff, but it's like
it's not the same.
How people are, I was getting frustrated because it felt like when we were 6 months in, we were still 2 weeks in and everybody was still like surprised Pikachuing and not knowing what to do. And it's like, guys, we literally have the entire brain force of all of humanity on this shit. What are right. we doing? Like,
yeah. No, I get it. Like,
I mean, the truth is, what are we doing? It's not listening. There's a lot of smart people out there who probably have a lot of good ideas. It's just that not the right people are listening.
Well, here's the problem. People didn't have a good, like, home balance. So they were desperate to get out of the house and kind of, like, have that again, you know? I feel like too much of a good thing can actually hurt. And, like, even with myself, staying in, I'm like, it's a dream. Yes. But then also getting, like, what, fucking chair-locked? Having, like, personal health issues develop and everything. It's just like staying in the house sucked.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
so some, it's those moments sometimes, like minutely, where I'm like, oh, I miss seeing like coworkers at the office. And like, cause like, you know me, I like to look cute. So like dressing up and having office, I love not having office clothes. I'm not even gonna lie. I love not having office clothes. I love not having to wear stiff ass pants and frilly ass blouses. Although I do miss some blouses, but like, because like I worked at least in predominantly white spaces. So like I couldn't look as corporeana as I wanted to, you know, like I want to be corporeana. Like I want to look cute and have my cute, like subtly, slightly translucent blouse with like an appropriately modest shirt underneath, nice, like I want to say like nice pants, not necessarily jeans, but you know, a nice dark pant with a cute loose blouse, but then have like a dark but colored bob.
Yeah,
sharp bob, but it's like navy blue. I couldn't wear that in a white corporate space, even though I'd look fly as hell. I would look sickening and have like my makeup done, lashes on and everything. No, it would still be a problem.
See, I will say on the other side though, is like I've also gone into some offices and people at least have been like literally sitting at their desks in like their pajamas.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know this?
Oh, that's ghetto. I'm judging.
I've definitely 100% gone to the office to work before and seen people just show up in, like, pajama pants.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
But honestly, film is a different beast, man. People bring their dogs to the office literally every day.
No, okay, bringing dogs to the office is more common now, but the pajamas is too much for me. I'm judging you.
I didn't go.
Not
did
you,
it.
But I'm not you. But
hypothetical
I mean,
person.
I'm judging the
that
office.
I snitched on.
Yes. I'm judging y'all. Because if it was me, if I showed up to work in a corporate casual office in pajamas, it would send my ass home. Period. Without hesitation.
I don't know. It's
and I get written up.
It's an interesting space because like a lot of money flies around. And so in that way, it's kind of corporate. And there's like a lot of like legalese and production companies that have lawyers and want things done in this way and that way and have bureaucracy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But then it's also like mostly full of hippies and craftspeople who just don't care and have the attention and feel the need to discipline anybody based on their dress.
Yeah.
So it's definitely an interesting mix. I mean, for me personally, like I appreciate the more relaxed, more understanding attitude. But like I said, there's definitely times where it feels like it gets a little bit too relaxed.
Well, okay, that's fair. I was gonna say, like, I've been seeing that a little bit more because at least my industry that I'm in now, it's now become more corporate, but it really had strong startup culture.
Yeah.
So, like, they weren't expecting you to show up in suits and blouses and dress pants and all that shit. Like, you could show up in jeans, you could show up in shorts, you could show up, you know, comfy. Like, you could wear Crocs to work, was my workplace. Would I wear Crocs? Never. Never take that clip out of context. I would never wear Crocs to work. Please.
I would never wear Crocs anywhere. I would not wear them on a boat.
I would not wear them on a hat. I would not wear them where I'm sat. No. Although Crocs have been trying to come back and become a thing and have charms and you know, look all cute and whatnot. But,
They've also been trying to mutate. Hashtag, I mean, shout outs to the Yeezys.
Oh my gosh. Not Yeezys. What do you mean?
Yeah. Isn't he the one? Didn't Kanye make some like weird all plastic shoes?
Big floating alien
pontoons on your feet?
Yes, he did.
That's like the secret side evolution when you give the Pokemon 3 stones, you know? Like, it turns into something totally different.
I thought that's what happened when you put a Croc in a microwave. It just kind of turns into that. I don't know. But with that being said, back to the work-life balance. The one thing that I've been hearing a lot of certain mouths talk about, criticizing remote work and, you know, criticizing companies for going more remote. For example, fucking Elon Musk telling people, oh, I expect you in the offices 40 hours a week, all the way up to my CEOs. And I'm
can we just take a second and just call out that Elon Musk is a clown? I'm sorry.
Okay. Moment done.
I just want to say, I mean, like, I'm not surprised to hear it from him because this guy was literally dragging people back to work in the middle of COVID.
I know. He's sick. He's a whole sick individual. We'll save him for a whole different episode because I can't. But a lot of people were criticizing remote work because they were assuming people weren't doing work. Now, I could see how that's a thing. I'm not going to say that I've heard my friends do this, but I've heard of some people who will literally bring their remote work on vacation, while shopping.
That's pretty dope.
You know, like lit full errand mode, but also at work. And I kind of love to see the overlap. I root for those.
I personally love it too.
Those people are great.
Here's the thing I have to ask about if people are trying to clown on remote work and saying it's less productive.
Yeah.
Like, my question to them is like, is it less productive or like, is there less work going on? Or is there less productive work going on? Because there's definitely a difference. There's definitely people who go to the office and all they do is go on the internet in the background, hang on their phones, fart around, do work like nothing. And that I know this because I was one of those people.
There were times
where I worked at another office space before I started in the career path I'm in now.
Yeah.
And the senior people would leave. There would be nothing on my desk. I would sit there with some Adobe programs open to quickly Alt-Tab to make it seem like something's rendering or something, and I literally just looked up Magic the Gathering decks for like 6 hours.
Like, I mean, okay, I don't blame you. I've done that before too, like at other jobs where you literally have one window that's minimized that has like all your fuck around shit, and then the other window that's in the bigger screen that you can just like click over that makes it seem like you're actually doing work. And that's facts, because like, if you have, in my opinion, if you have deliverables and you deliver and you do a good job, who cares if you just happen to also be grocery shopping at 14 hours?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. The work is getting done, business is being handled. Who cares? I feel like the only time those instances become a little too real though is when you have meetings. Like, I've had people who, you know, quote unquote, have technical difficulties. And so I've seen people meet in a car, like literally talk. You can see them in the car. I've heard people background all windy because they're outside. I'm not gonna lie, I've done it. I've done it because once, remember when the car was in the shop and we had to pick up kiddo from school?
Right.
We, thankfully, it wasn't too long of a walk. It was like a 10-15 minute walk. But my boss wanted to talk to me. So I'm like, yeah, I'm out for a walk though. So sorry for the background noise. Thankfully, it wasn't too awkward. It didn't have to be super formal. But like, it happens.
Yeah.
But you're still being productive. Like, it's not like I missed out on anything or I did something a little less, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's, I, it makes me think about how different things would be if there was more ability to just like switch jobs. Because the thing about it is like, part of the reason why stuff happens in the industry the way it does is because people are constantly switching jobs because it's gig work and it's contract work and it's seasonal.
Uh-huh.
It's not like you stay under someone's purview for too long. So the fact that everybody's switching around, it's like, if I see somebody and I work with them before and I don't like them, I'm not working with them again.
Right.
And I wonder how many people basically would do that if they were working for a boss that would like scream at you because they caught you out going for a walk at the time.
Oh my gosh, bro. Like
how many
real.
People are forced to go work in these kind of crappier situations with these more uptight, super strung out people just because like they don't have any other options.
Oh yeah, I've been there. Yeah. I've been there. Younger me has definitely been in that situation. Think about it. You're being told not being in the office is unproductive while you're in the office looking up new jobs. Like, yep. Everybody does it. Well, not everybody, but there's a lot of people. That's a very relatable moment for a lot of people where you have one tab that's work and one tab that's like Glassdoor or
yeah.
Indeed. Oh my gosh. I don't know. With that being said, having the opportunity to work from home and managing our household and our life and our relationship and our family, like, I feel it's greatly benefited me. I love not commuting.
Yeah. Commuting is pretty great, especially for anyone who's in Toronto.
I was gonna say, with these gas prices?
Most people, well, not only just gas prices, it's also like how many people who work in Toronto will never be able to afford to live in Toronto and therefore have to commute.
Bro, I remember sick in my head, eh? That's how you know I was not right and I just had like issues, like self-esteem issues, whatever issues. I used to travel 1.5 to 2 hours each way by transit with a small child to go to work.
Absolutely. I don't know how you would do that. That would be like, if I was in that situation, the very first thing I would be telling my employer is that I need to be compensated for transit because that's literally half your day.
They wouldn't. Like, I know they wouldn't. That place absolutely wouldn't.
I know they wouldn't, but that means you shouldn't work for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, for sure. Like, when you're talking about like 2 hour transit one way, you're literally giving up like, literally giving up all of your free time to transit.
An hour and a half on a good day going to work. At least a minimum of 1.5 to 2 hours coming back home. And that's with a child. Thankfully, her school was close by to my job. So it was a very easy kind of like drop them at school, go to work, work all day, pick them up. Some days I had work longer than school. So I had to pick her up from school on a quick break, have her at my work, at my job, and then go home with a small child. And now I'm like, how did I even do that? How did I, every day, how did I do that?
Yeah.
How did I do that?
I have no idea.
Bro, I have no fucking clue. Like, I don't understand how that was a regular lifestyle thing for me.
Yeah, honestly, like.
Like, now what? Her school's what, 10 minutes away? Maybe 15. Summer camp is 5 minutes away. Like, I don't go anywhere. If it's more than half an hour, I'm dreading it. Like, it's just been so much. The amount of time that I've claimed back, just not doing that monotony kind of routine and just like being home with you guys and doing what I would want to do or what I need to do has been so much better for my mental health.
Honestly, like, I think that, let me ask you a random question.
Yeah.
How many, if you now could decide what is an average work week, what do you think an average work week should be?
For like everybody?
Everybody.
Everybody in town?
Average. Not maybe, like, if you're working somewhere else, whatever, maybe you have to work longer hours, maybe you're working somewhere else to work shorter, but what's the average?
30.
I feel like...
I'll say 25 to 30 hours.
I was about to say, for me, I feel like it's 25, honestly. I could see it going as low as, like, 15.
I don't feel like you can get enough done in 15 hours.
I think that if you went to work... Mm-hmm. Well rested, and every time you sat down to work, you were focused up. I bet you could get more work done in those 3 hours. Mm-mm. Because I can at least tell you, I very rarely feel like I sit down to work and I'm firing at 100%.
Here's the thing.
Very rarely.
I have to disagree just because I think of, for example, people in labor. Like, I remember I had a retail job way back in the heyday. Where, like, you get inventory and having to literally, like, even if you're 100% focused on it with good partners who are also focused, like, going through hundreds of inventory, like, counting, checking, hanging, placing, steam, like, all of that shit. No, you can't do that in 3 hours. You can't.
Okay,
even with a team. That's why I'm saying, like.
Do it in 6 and take the next day off. Like, I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be you don't have to work a 3 hour a day, but I'm saying 15 hour, like a 15 hour average work week, maybe even like 20.
I would say 20. I would say maybe 25 to 30.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because it's like, I feel like it's absolutely wild, the demands that are put on like average people nowadays just to secure a job.
No, for
like,
sure.
Even if you think back, just like university education, it used to be like a really cool thing that you would be really into if you went to university.
Yeah.
But now it's like people won't even bat an eye at you if you don't have a bachelor's degree.
Right.
Like,
I mean, here's the thing. How about this? My final answer is there's 24 hours in a day. 24 hours should be the average work week. Every human should be able to sacrifice 24 full focused hours to something else that helps sustain them and bring them life. And I think 4 days in a month is like extremely, like, that's generous.
Yeah.
Cause if you theorize it, like we on average work 40 hours a week. Some people do overtime. That's 48. That's 2 days out of an entire week dedicated to another business. But that doesn't include, you know, commuting. That doesn't include if you're underpaid having to work another job.
Oh,
there's like,
and
so many factors.
And let's also say it doesn't include extended hours. Like,
yeah,
one of the biggest crimes in like pretty much every single country is wage theft. People end up working longer and then don't get compensated for it.
Oh yeah, trust me.
Absolutely.
Like the whole salary mindset, as a salaried worker, is a scam.
Yeah,
it's a scam because it's like, the fact that you can spend hours and hours and work like extra hours into a project or whatever overtime and not be compensated for it is horseshit. Like, I know they say, oh, well, you know, you can have loo time. You can have, like, you can take time off to balance it out. Maybe. In some like instances, it makes sense if you can actually immediately take the time off. However, a lot of exploitative companies, 9 times out of 10, you can't take that loo time.
No.
I remember I had to force a company and remind them I think I had something like a week of loo time. A week. And they were making it so hard for me to claim it because I couldn't take it back to back because they didn't have the coverage. So it's like, if I wanted to take a week off, I couldn't take a week off because they didn't have the coverage, and the people who could cover didn't want to come in, which were my superiors, my managers, my bosses didn't want to come in.
I hate that shit. That shit always, like, makes me so fucking
prickly. Oh, I fucked with them. So I fucked with them. So what I did was I gave myself a fucking 4-day work week for a month and a half. And I remembered because I went across the calendar diagonally. So 1 week I took Monday off. Next week I took Tuesday off. Next week I took Wednesday off. Next week I took Thursday off. Last week I took Friday off and just went in a little thing. So I every week was only 4 days.
Pretty nice.
It was nice. It was nice. Like, even this past week, shout outs to Saint Jean de Baptiste, man, in Quebec, man, gave me a day off.
Oh, yeah.
And then Canada Day was right after, the weekend after. So I had 2 3-day long weekends. It was so nice.
Sounds amazing.
Bro, I'm praying on the 4-day work week to come through and actually become a regular thing. I think so many people would be happier and would be more productive workers if they knew they didn't have to, like, oh, let's just make it to Friday. You know, like, the fact that people even dread that, you shouldn't have to dread that.
Well, I 100% agree, right? I was just saying that I feel like the work week should be, like, way, way shorter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I 100% agree. The thing about it, though, that makes me feel like it's not going to happen is people who pay you are not going to want to pay you. Like, they already don't want to pay you mm-hmm. what you're worth and how much money you actually bring to their company.
Yeah.
They want to do it even less so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When it comes to something like a 4-day work week. Because a 4-day work week is like shrinkflation against your boss.
Yes. No, it is. Here's a joke. Because I've been seeing a lot of job boards and articles and stuff showing off, like, different companies that are adopting the 4-day work week. But if you look at their careers page and look at the positions that they're offering it at 80% salary, 60% salary. So essentially every day that you work is 20%. So if you work a 4-day work week that they want you to work, you're getting 80% of your salary.
But here's the problem, though, it's such a scam because most people can't even make it with all of their salary. So, like, you're basically saying, like, yo, pay me $1,000 a week, you could take a day off. It's like, I don't have it. Okay, I guess you're not taking a day off. Well, fuck you,
it's
then.
A scam. Like, it's a scam. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I hate it.
I don't know.
It so much.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm just saying, I appreciate the flexibility that I have. And with that, I try to make sure I do my work to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
But I do know, especially now in my lifetime, like, bro, if I don't feel well, I'm taking the day off. I'm using all my PTO. There are people who are like, oh, I'm scared to use my PTO because of the... It doesn't carry over. Very rarely that shit carries over. So take the time off.
If you're scared of using that kind of stuff, you honestly need to reconsider where and who you're working for.
Accurate.
Because, like, if they're telling you that you're entitled to this and then punish you for using it, then you have a shit boss. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's just all it really comes down to. It's like, people forget, a lot of people forget that, like, when you start work and you sign that contract is for both of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just that, like, you get to sign the contract and then one party gets to ignore the contract because it's less convenient for them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's not how that works.
For sure. That was, like, me applying for vacation and getting it rejected. I'm like, wait, aren't I supposed to get a vacation? Oh, yeah. Okay, so can I carry it over since you're rejecting it? Oh, we can't carry it over. Okay, so I'm getting a vacation. Thank you.
Yeah.
Period.
It doesn't matter how inconvenient it is for where you work. You're entitled to a vacation.
Yeah, you figure it
out. It's not your issue to make sure their scheduling is good enough so they can have as clean of a vacation while you're or as clean of a continuous workspace while you're gone.
Yeah,
it's their job to figure it the fuck out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why it's like, bro, take that PTO, take that vacation, live your bestest, softest life. Fuck these corporations, bro.
Yeah, I was about to say, to loop it back to Elon Musk, it's like, yeah, of course he wants him to go back in the office because, like, Elon Musk wants to work the least amount possible, just like everybody else.
Well, that's my thing. It's like, he's out here dragging these people. Are you in the office, sir? Are you in the office? Or are you out here going from trip to trip to trip, tweeting and talking shit? Like, no, man, shut up. You're out here praising people who sleep on your warehouse. You know what? Okay, episode's done, because if I talk about this, man, I'm actually gonna get pissed. Thank you guys for listening. make sure you follow us on Instagram at This Black Girl Podcast. Twitter is This Black Girl P. Thank you again for another lovely week. Like I said, stay balanced, stay hydrated, mind your business, sleep, take all those hours, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week.
Bye.